Hello, and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keyser. I'm Joe Mdidis. Let's get to it. It's Tuesday, December 19th, 2017. Welcome to day 334. The House passed the $1.5 trillion GOP tax bill that cuts tax rates for corporations, provides new breaks for private businesses, and reorganizes the individual tax code. NBC News and the New York Times say the Senate is expected to pass their version of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act as soon as Tuesday night, which Trump could sign into law before the end of the week. House lawmakers voted in favor of the bill, 227 to 203. There was, however, a slight hiccup. The Washington Post says around 3 p.m. Eastern today, a last-minute discovery revealed that three minor provisions in the Republicans' tax bill must be changed for the bill to pass through to the Senate. It requires the House to re-vote on the measure on Wednesday. To be clear, the bill is still expected to pass Congress this week, and President Trump is still expected to sign it, but the House will be forced to re-vote on the bill tomorrow. The GOP bill would lower taxes for 95% of Americans in 2018, but within a decade, 53% of Americans will pay more in taxes under the plan, with 82.8% of the bill's benefit going to the top 1%. The Washington Post and Vox say in 2018, the highest earners on average will receive a larger tax cut than those making less. Those earning between $49,000 and $86,000 will receive an average cut of about $900, or roughly 1%. Those earning more than $733,000 a year would receive a cut of about $51,000, or roughly 6.9%. Senator Mark Warner had this to say about the GOP tax plan on CNBC.
It will not only be not a boost, but I believe it's the single worst piece of legislation that I've seen since I've been in the Senate. And let me tell you why. One, there was a process foul. This whole bill was cooked up in secret. Folks like me who spent years being interested in this subject were not invited into the room. And because it's been done in secret, I believe tax lawyers and accountants will spend a decade finding some of the loopholes and problems, particularly in the pass-through area and in some of the corporate tax reform. Because they didn't have the test of time and the test of public review, I think they messed up some of that.
Meanwhile, Bloomberg says Trump's new campaign slogan is, "How's your 401k doing?" even though more than half of Americans don't have one. Next up, the Washington Post says Donald Trump considered rescinding Neil Gorsuch's Supreme Court nomination after Gorsuch said that he found Trump's repeated attacks on the federal judiciary, quote, disheartening and demoralizing. Trump called the report fake news on Twitter, tweeting, "A story in the Washington Post that I was close to rescinding the nomination of Judge Gorsuch prior to confirmation is fake news. I never even wavered and am very proud of him and the job he is doing as a justice of the U.S. Supreme Court. The unnamed sources don't exist." Next, the Washington Post says members of Robert Mueller's team believe their investigation will continue through 2018. White House lawyers were expected to meet with Mueller later this week and are hoping for signs that Mueller's focus on Trump is nearing its end. White House lawyers said they'll cooperate with Mueller, but Trump and his allies have recently accused the Justice Department and FBI of bias and overreach. And now to the polls. CNN says 55% of Americans oppose the Republican tax reform bill, with 66% saying the bill does more to help the wealthy than the middle class. And a new poll out of Marist says 23% of Americans say fake news is the second most annoying phrase in 2017. Whatever was the most annoying phrase. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update, but are still worth knowing about. 1. The Senate Banking Committee rejected Trump's nominee for the Export-Import Bank. 2. Tim Kaine's request for data on Senate sexual harassment claims was rejected. And 3. The Senate Intelligence Committee is looking at Jill Stein for potential collusion with the Russians. Remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, by going to the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines brought to you by Matt Keyser. Until next time, I'm Joe Mdidis.